Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. It's very sad to read that you are not receiving the support that you need. Of course, you're going through a lot of difficulties with your mental health and you have lots of different diagnoses that you are trying to self-treat whilst you await some professional help for this, which of course would be the first thing I would recommend is to get that professional help. But alhamdulillah, in the meantime, you found ways that you can be self-treating in the meantime. I would also say that it's really important to get the support around you in dealing with it, and that can also help with your road to recovery. But it seems that, you know, the person who is closest to you, in this case your husband, is not giving you the support that you need, and perhaps the way that they are interacting with you, in fact, is not really being very helpful or conducive to your recovery. And of course, this is making things even more difficult for you. So there are a couple of different ways that I might suggest moving forward here. So like I said, having positive support around you is very important to overcoming mental health difficulties. And your husband is not providing this for you. So I would suggest maybe reaching out to somebody who's close to you. If you have a sister or family member who'll be able to support you with the mental health side of things as well, somebody who you can talk to about that, again, like whilst you wait for some professional support, just so you have that safe space to, you know, talk about these mental health difficulties, because you can't do that at home at the moment. But with regards to dealing with your husband's response to it, I would suggest helping him to understand, first of all, because it's not something that a lot of people understand, and especially people who have not experienced it, it's really difficult to understand. And it would seem that your husband is one of those many people who are like that. So you can help him to understand in a few different ways. It might be giving him reading materials, or maybe pointing him in the direction of YouTube videos. There are lots of doctors, for example, who can, I guess, help to explain what's going on and how it affects people. Or maybe there are people who have put up personal accounts of the experience as well, so he can hear it from someone else, not just you, and know that it's not just you experiencing this, but this is something that people go through. Asking him to imagine how it feels to experience the kinds of feelings and thoughts that you have. So describe how you're feeling, and, you know, ask him to imagine how it must feel to be in that situation. And this is something that you can do together rather than overwhelming him with too much information. So, you know, if it's watching YouTube videos or reading materials, sit down and do it together, so that, you know, it's not just you're throwing something at him and expecting him to understand. Do it together. Help him to understand. Of course, I understand your frustration, and it may feel like, you know, divorce is the only way out. But at the same time, I want you to, you know, it's easy to act irrationally during times like this when you're feeling so frustrated. And actually, divorce might only make things worse, because it can be an incredibly stressful time. But on the other hand, staying could do the same as well, and this could make things worse also. So it's really important to find a middle path here. So, like I said, I'd begin by helping him to understand. Maybe he just needs some time to adjust and learn and understand. Maybe he's even in denial. Maybe he just doesn't like seeing you, somebody he loves so much, suffering. So try to see it from his perspective in this sense as well. And the additional stress that it might put on him to, you know, see somebody he loves going through this. But of course, this does not ever make his attitude towards you acceptable. And I'm not condoning that. But it's really important that you understand that there may be a reason why he's being like that. And this is quite possibly for a couple of more, let's say, positive reasons, and nothing necessarily blameworthy. And that being that he doesn't want to see you suffering, and just simply that he doesn't understand, and you can help him to understand. But do let him know how his attitude is making you feel. Maybe he doesn't realize as well, and let him know that it's making you feel worse, actually. And that if he could change his attitude by understanding what you're going through, this would help to facilitate actually a faster recovery for you, and you can move on with marital life in the way that you both want to. So just letting him know that, because perhaps he doesn't know. Sometimes people don't know unless we make it explicitly clear. So that's something to consider as well. And really, I guess, just consider, you know, really consider hard whether divorce really is the right option, what the consequences will be. But also, again, as well, consider what staying, what the consequences of staying might be as well. And really, you know, it's a big decision. It's something you really need to think hard about. And it's not something, a decision that you should make, you know, on the spot. It's something that requires a lot of, you know, careful planning either way. But I definitely recommend, you know, not doing it immediately. Take this time to try and make things worse, to try and things, make things better first. And then along with the self-treatment that you are doing, you might also look to see if there are any other services that are more immediately available to you in the meantime to support your healing. And this might be in part, like I said, by seeking support from a loved one as well, who might be more sensitive to the mental health difficulties that you're facing, who might understand. So this, in addition to other things that you can do to keep your mind healthy as well. So, you know, remembering that you do need to do things like exercise, you do need to do fun things, have hobbies, be with people that make you happy, people who will encourage you on the Dean as well. So there are lots of other things that you can be doing alongside this that are good for you mentally and will also, you know, facilitate your road to recovery as well. But the most important thing is to not give up on Allah. You're doing the right thing, you're keeping Him close. Continue to do that, and inshallah, you know, this will be your way forward. It will take time and lots of patience, but inshallah, you can get it. With the support of Allah, you can get there. So may Allah make it easy for you. May He make it easy for you to move in a way that will be helpful for you, will help with your healing, but will help with your relationships as well. And may He guide you to make all the best decisions that will push you on the right path and will bring you happiness in both this life and the next.